It's time now for our Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital COVID-19 checkup. And joining me today is Sherry Payne and Dr. Willie Foster. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, George.
It seems like we've been a while since we've done this, and there's been a lot of changes. It seems like rates and everything are going down for COVID, but there's been so much with the CDC, and people that I'm talking to are saying it's really confusing with the new masking guidelines. Dr. Foster, can you tell us what has changed and why everyone doesn't think this was the right time for the change?
Well, that's an excellent question. And basically, I thought about this a lot and how to answer it. And it kind of comes down to the difference between science and politics. So the CDC, you know, looked at the evidence that they had at hand, and that's quite a bit of it. And they came to the conclusion that if you're fully vaccinated, you know, the chances of you spreading it asymptomatically to other people is very, very small. And there's really no reason for masking anymore if you're fully vaccinated. And that is, you know, the scientists saying this is what we think based on the evidence. The big problem comes then with translating that into what I would call the political, you know, where you have so many things at play, the economics of a particular business, personal responsibility, public health issues, and figuring out how do we make that into a law? Because what the CDC says is, hey, if you're vaccinated, the chance of spreading it's small, then it's up to the politicians, government leaders to figure out how do we implement that in a way that takes into account all these other things, you know, the economics, personal versus public safety, et cetera. And that's very difficult. Science has the easy part. The politicians have the much more difficult part, I would say.
And sometimes we shouldn't leave it to the politicians. But then again, let's not go there. What options are out there for like local restaurants and business trying to navigate this? We spoke to several of the restaurants here in town regarding Memorial Weekend. And even though with the reduced amount of seating and everything, a couple of the restaurants were saying their numbers were 2019 numbers equivalent to what was happening pre-pandemic. What do they need to do differently?
Well, it's really up to the individual business to decide how to implement these, you know, guidelines. They could still require everyone to mask. They could, you know, ask for proof of vaccination, which is going to be very, very tough in the American culture. You know, it's kind of going to be an individual decision with each business looking at what's our clientele. Are they going to be more comfortable if everybody wears a mask or if we don't? You know, I think each business is going to have to decide what is kind of best for them based on the circumstances. Doesn't make it any easier, but it does allow each business to kind of, you know, tailor it to what they see as their particular best option.
Vaccinations have been waning in recent weeks, and over the weekend they didn't have a whole lot statewide and even countywide. I'm assuming that was probably because of the holiday weekend per se. But isn't there an idea that, you know, we need to get to a certain percentage to at least hope to have some hope of herd immunity?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, right now in Oregon, about 45% of the total population is fully vaccinated. About 55% have one dose. If you look at those who are eligible to get vaccine, you know, over 12, about 53% of the population has been fully vaccinated. But that means there's still a lot of people out there who have not been vaccinated. At the start of this, you know, there was talk about getting to herd immunity. We don't know what that number is. For a disease like measles, you need about 95% of the population. For a disease like polio, only 80%. There was some talk, you know, that maybe 60, 70% would be good enough for this. But with the variants increasing, now people are talking about having to have 85% of the population vaccinated for herd immunity. So a lot of people out there are saying we might not get to herd immunity across the whole U.S. that there's going to be COVID, and in some areas, some communities where vaccination rates are lower, you're going to see more COVID cases. And in other places, you might have close to herd immunity in a smaller setting, not nationwide.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could actually have herd immunity in the majority of the state of Oregon and still have some counties that are sitting at the 35 percentile number. And, you know, obviously you just don't want to go to those areas maybe.
Right. And then also, how do you prevent people from those lower vaccination areas from traveling to others becomes very difficult. And part of the problem is, without herd immunity, COVID can continue to, you know, mutate and change as it is. And as we get more variants, that can come back and affect the population that does have herd immunity against that initial virus that the vaccines were developed against. So we really need to get more and more people vaccinated.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
Right. And the problem is, too, there's no sense that that there's anything seasonal about this disease at all. Sherry, let's talk a little bit. Let's go, since we were talking vaccinations a second ago. I know that Peace Harbor is having clinics on Wednesday now. What is Peace Harbor doing to educate and get patients or otherwise to get vaccinated?
So we are accepting any patients who are interested in vaccination. You're right, George, we are giving them on Wednesdays here at the 390 clinic, which is the same building where the walk-in clinic is. And we give them generally between 8:30 and 4 p.m. And so if someone calls and asks us for vaccine, we can add them to the schedule, or they can talk to their doctor when they're coming in for an appointment, and we can add them to the schedule. We are using exclusively the Moderna vaccine still here at our Peace Health campus. And so there is still the age limitation of 18 and over for that Moderna vaccine.
Now, with that, now, from what I heard you say, there is no drop-in opportunity for an individual, right? They do have to call?
They can drop in on Wednesdays. We have been able to accommodate. With the volumes decreasing in much of the area having access to vaccine, we can accept drop-ins on Wednesday. We just add them to the schedule when they come by, and we have been frequently doing that.
Now that you guys are kind of doing this, you know, separate from what Lane County is doing, how are you and Lane County collaborating with the information and stuff that goes back and forth?
So we still have discussions with Lane County. This will actually be the first week that we're not getting the doses from Lane County, just because we have enough here in our supply to accommodate the demand. I'm not certain when Lane County, they have not told me when they would be doing another vaccine clinic, which they normally use the Pfizer vaccine here in Florence. But I think that they kind of measure that by the demand on their site of who is signing up. There is still an option where people can sign up for vaccination on the Lane County site, and they still send me a list of those patients who have. However, in the past 2 or 3 weeks, that list has been under 10 people. So that's showing that there's not a lot of new people signing up for the vaccine on the Lane County site from this local area.
Now, what about testing, Sherry? Are we still seeing people coming in for tests, or has that been waning itself?
So the testing, so two different types of testing, George. So for most places, they're still requiring pre-procedure testing, like if you're going to have surgery somewhere, whether it be here or Eugene, Springfield. So we do about 20 pre-procedure tests. It could be for surgery or some imaging procedures that require it. We do a little bit for travel as well. And the symptomatic patients that come through, that kind of goes in spurts, but our trend most recently has been less than 10 of those swabs a week.
Right. So people just aren't coming, but they can if they need to, if they feel like they've got some symptoms.
Yeah, and they can just, if they give us a call, we get them on the schedule for getting that swabbing done. If they're sick, then what we do, like if they're sick and they need to be seen for those symptoms, then we evaluate, they come in for an evaluation by a doctor, but they are still able to call and get screening without a visit as long as their symptoms can be managed at home and they feel comfortable with that.
Okay. Dr. Foster, what's the current policy on visitation right now with some of the new guidelines out there?
Peace Health as a system is still staying with one visitor for a 24-hour period, except for certain, you know, situations such as, you know, minors or an OB or, you know, end of life issues, and they allow a few more then, but it is still one visitor in 24 hours. And in the hospital, everyone wears a mask, you know, all the time. The CDC recommendations about, you know, being vaccinated and not having to mask did not apply to hospitals, the other, or healthcare setting. The other big place where that new recommendation did not apply is to public transport. The CDC is still recommending that masks be worn in any public transport, you know, planes, trains, buses, etc.
All right, we're about out of time, so I only have time for this last question, but I do want to ask this one. What are we seeing overall in terms of severity of illness, age of patients in regard to some of the regular COVID-19 and some of the variants?
Well, certainly, you know, the number of people admitted over at Riverbend is less than it was at the peak, about a half to a quarter. The population is a bit younger. I think a lot of the older people have got vaccinated, and so they're running a bit lower in age in terms of the number of, you know, average age over there. And still, comorbidities is a big reason why people end up having severe enough COVID to be hospitalized. But the important thing to realize is that even young, healthy people, when it first started and even now, can get seriously sick with COVID. I think one big difference is, you know, we've learned to manage COVID better when somebody does get sick. We know this works, let's do this, let's do that. That the last year has given us a lot of evidence as to what makes people recover. So death rates are down, but, you know, there's still 15 people on average in the hospital over at Riverbend every day sick enough to be there with COVID. All right. So the disease is not totally going away. It's still there, still a concern, and vaccination is the best way to decrease that number.
Dr. Willie Foster, Sherry Payne, thank you for joining us today and getting us updated. As always, good information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
That's our Peace Health COVID update for this Tuesday.